older I get, the rougher summonings seem to become. I guess what Lucifer says is true. Even we immortals aren't immune to the aging process. It doesn't help that this one was so sudden. I was in the middle of my spa treatment. I swear the dispatchers need to stop throwing those at us at the last second. We've told them 1,000 times that summons must be reviewed and approved at least 10 business days by the respective demon. What a pain. I waited 300 years for that spa day. Where have I been summoned? Someone's home? Of course. I'm sucking dry whoever ruined my... Hold on. Is this who summoned me? That can't be right. But I don't sense anyone else here. But no, this young man couldn't possibly have summoned me. He's so... The aura coming from this boy, it's so depressing. The pain emanating from him is suffocating. Like a miasma that has been released from 1,000-year confinement. A summoning would have depleted him. Possibly kill him. Now that I think about it, when I was summoned, it felt dark, woeful, and it was so powerful that it nearly stole the breath I haven't breathed. Nothing like I've felt before. Where's the circle? There it is. I thought so. When a human summons a demon, a piece of them is mixed in with the spell. The emotion behind their strong desire for the demon to be summoned. When I was being summoned, the cold chains of unbridled pain, a pain long branded into the soul, shackled to me. They ripped me from hell with a desperation that I cannot describe. Wait, did this boy mean to summon me? Or was he hoping for a different demon? It wouldn't be the first time a human summoned a succubus when they meant for a demon from Wrath. Whatever the reason, I have a job to do. And it would be a waste of a trip to Earth to not make this worth my while.
Awaken, mortal. I am here for you. My... What beautifully mixed eyes you have. A pleasant sight to be greeted by. Do calm yourself, boy. It is only my tail. It won't hurt you unless I will it to. Allow your eyes to adjust to the darkness. Let my form take shape before you. See the creature you beseech to in your moment of weakness. There you go. That look of shock and disbelief. The expression of a human who has never seen a demon before, let alone a succubus. Yes, boy. I am a demon. A succubus. I am the demon you begged for in the night, pleaded for. To come and save you from the torments that keep you awake. To dispel the nightmares that torture you whilst your eyes are closed. Oh yes, I love that expression you wear. Your mind racing with thoughts of, is this real? Is she really here? Am I dreaming? Let me assure you, boy. I am all too real. You have summoned me, a demon of lust. I am here to fulfill your every desire, grant your every wish, ensure that the pleasure you feel will satisfy my ever-growing hunger.
What? Why? Why did you flinch like that? I was only going to touch your cheek. I wish to see how soft and pliable my new toy is, and... You flinched again? Hold on. Please, stay still. Don't worry. I'm only going to sit right here by your legs. Just look into my eyes. Time your breathing with mine. Just like that. There you go. Look into my eyes and raising my hand slowly as I am hovering it between us. Yes, I can see it. I can see fear. Pain and fear. Tell me, boy, do you fear touch? Does touch bring you pain? Then why summon a succubus? Did you make a mistake and wish for another demon? No, you didn't mean to summon me. You don't know how to summon demons. I see. But then, how did you summon me? You saw the circle in your dreams? That doesn't make sense. Then again, stranger things have happened. There's no need to apologize, dear. Accidents happen. A fear of being touched. I could not imagine a more agonizing fear to possess. Touch is the single most used means of intimacy. Conveying care and longing, connecting with another who is significant to you. Without touch, incubi and succubi wouldn't survive. Humans wouldn't be able to function properly. It's actually linked to having a healthy mental state to receive touch from another. What if that touch is a slap to the face? One so hard you're... face is swollen. What? Or a punch to the stomach so severe, ribs and organs were bruised. The hell? What do you mean by that? Getting kicked so bad that your legs are broken? No. Stop! What?
What is all that?
Oh no, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to yell at you. It's just, I can't. To harm someone such as you, to make touch such a terrifying thing. Even without touching you, I can sense how touch is something absolutely terrifying to you. But I can also sense that you no longer want that for yourself. You wish to overcome your fear at all costs. Perhaps that desire, that one plea so desperate that it was heard by powers that could truly aid you, is why you were able to see the summoning circle in your dreams. You reached out. You were heard. And I'm here to help you. Boy. I mean, young man. Wow. Your name is as adorable as you are. I would like to help you conquer this fear. In order to do that, I must see and understand where it comes from. To do that, I must join our consciousness. Touch our foreheads together. Shh. Be still, it's okay. I can see that frightens you, but I can assure you, I will not hurt you in the slightest. I will move at your pace. Okay. There. Our foreheads are together. Interlock your fingers with mine. Please, there's no need to tremble like that. Unlike those before, I will not hurt you. I promise. There. Now, close your eyes. Match your breathing with mine. Let me see. Let me feel. Let me know everything that has hurt. You're nothing but a disappointment. You're nothing like your older sister. At least she was worth the effort to make. You worthless piece of shit, son. Why do you look like your father? I don't care if you're the stepdad. Keep this trash. I don't need it. What? Did you really think I loved you? Someone with a face and broken mind like you? You're nothing but a source of money. And everyone looks at me like an angel taking in a charity case. Excuse me, what? You want me to stop the spending money? Who do you think you are? Never forget, you only have what you have because of me. No one would pay attention to you unless you had me. Without me, you're just some mixed-eyed rich brat. No, 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 no. Do not apologize. Let those tears flow. Oh, my boy. You have every right to cry. All you've ever wanted was for someone to reach out to you with a tenderness, love, and care that another could only dream of. You just wanted to feel as though you were the center of someone's world, and no one could take that from you. You wanted to feel a kiss that could melt you and leave you wanting more. A kiss that could convey a love that only you would be able to cherish. Instead, you were met with cruelty, betrayal, and disparagement that wasn't warranted by any means. Hands that touched you hurt you. Lips that kissed you were laced with venom. Cuddles that should be warm and comforting were nothing more than serpents that squeezed the life out of you. You were never given the chance to make love because deep down, you knew there was no love to make. No, none of this was ever your fault. You wanted love for the sake of love, but all anyone has done is use it to torture and belittle you. And for that, I cannot begin to tell you how sorry I am. You are welcome. Might I offer you a proposal? I would like to fulfill your desire to be loved. But I would like to do this properly. Therefore, I would like for you and I to go on one date. Yes, a date. Breakfast in the morning, a walk in the park with a nice picnic lunch, a movie, followed by dinner and some drinks, and then we end it back here. And before the day is over, I will cure your fear of touch and have you begging for me to never let you go. What's in it for me? My dear boy, I am a succubus, a demon of lust and desire, just making you happy, bringing you to the heights of your pleasure, will sustain me for centuries. Trust me, my sweet boy, you need not worry about pleasing me. I can sense, very clearly, that you and I will have a good time. And besides, pacing ourselves, denying gratification, slowly building you to the peak of ecstasy, will make the raptures of pleasure I will swallow you up in all the more intense and beautiful. So, my sweet boy, do we have a deal?